been back to the Philippines since you moved here?
No, not since. Only in dreams. No, I want to, though. I'm aching for just the smell of the air. I was lucky enough that I was able to go on an exposure trip with the community members that I'm involved in, some students of the Filipino Student Union Pagawaran Program, and PYC and Liwanag Cultural Center. We went on this like exposure trip to Hawaii last year to present at the FONS conference in memory of the Sakadas. And as soon as the plane landed, it was surreal because pretty much everything looked like the Philippines, except for the big cities. Like Oahu was so commercialized. I mean, it was fun, but I didn't really enjoy much of the time that we spent in the city, just out of curiosity, really. But when we got to like the province by North Shore, where the mountains were, and like the ocean, like you could just smell the salt everywhere, and it's just, it was so great. It was so wonderful because it felt like I was home. And the experience was so different through my eyes than everybody else. And experiencing it with those folks was really, really great, because I don't think I'd be able to survive that experience if I was with anybody else, because some of my closest friends were with me during that trip, and they were able to kind of talk to me and just make me realize that, yeah, you know, you miss home, but this is where we are now, and you'll get there eventually, you know, and you just have to strive harder, because I kind of promised myself that when I get back home, I'll be a different person. Like, I would have had stronger goals, not to say that I haven't achieved a lot yet, but bitterness drives me, I guess. I wanted to show my dad that, yeah, I'm somebody now. Look where you are, you know, like that. But someday, soon, I hope.
Has your family been supportive of all your activities?
Some of them still look at me all weird. My mom still freaks out when I tell her that, oh yeah, I was there. Can you see me in the crowd? Like when the news comes on and there's like a rally or whatever. Yeah, wear white today, mom, because, you know, it's for this cause. Or wear brown today because it's for this cause. Or come to this show or come to that show. Or just talk to them about these people or whatever. And my sister, she looks at me all weird because it's like, you're getting mad at me and I'm not even doing anything like that, because I get so passionate when it comes to certain things. And my mom's always worried, but she's very supportive too. I'm lucky, really, really lucky that I have a mother like her that just keeps pushing me. But some of my family members would probably frown upon me even talking about mobilizing against the war in Iraq or organizing a Justice for Nicole rally or something, or teaching that in the classroom, because to them, their politics is different from mine, and they don't see the other side of the fence. Because to them, America is the savior, and America is the, you know, land of milk and honey. And to me, it's just another place. It's still the same struggle, you know. We're still trying to look for where we're gonna get, how we're gonna survive, and where we're gonna get the resources to enable that. But There's a bigger fighting chance, I think. And that's how my family sees it. So, my mom's cool, but everybody else, kind of about it. They're not sure. So my mom just doesn't talk about it.